World Communion Sunday. We are celebrating the unity of Christians around the world. But did you know that we can't seem to even agree on what we are doing today? We have different names. Some people call this the Holy Eucharist. Others call it the Lord's Supper. Others, the Love Feast, Communion. I mean, if we can't even agree on the name, how can we be united? Not only that, the way we partake of this meal is different. Some people, like us, will come up, receive a piece of bread, and then dunk the bread. In other churches, some people take just the bread. In some churches, you will take a sip from the cup, and it might be real wine instead of the grape juice that we use in our church. But not only that, the meaning of what we are doing is also different in different churches. Some churches really believe that when the pastor prays over the bread and the wine or the grape juice, that it literally changes into the very body of Jesus, the very blood of Jesus. In other churches, they say, we're just remembering Jesus. Our church, the Methodists, are somewhere in the middle. We say, we feel the presence of Christ when we eat the bread and partake of the cup. So, with all these differences, how can we be one? How can Christians be united? Being united, being one, being in common, does it mean that we have to think the same thoughts? We have to believe the same way? We have to behave the same way? Just think about your families. Do you agree with everything that your family says? Anybody? Couples here, do you agree with everything your husband or wife says? I don't see that hand. Oh, you do what your wife tells you, I know. But even if we disagree, we come to the table. On holidays, on special occasions, we come and eat together, break bread together, because we share something more. Because even though she may be a Republican and I'm a Democrat, even though she may hate Obamacare and I don't, even though, and the list can be so long, yet when it comes to sharing the meal, all those things seem meaningless. Because as we are partaking, eating the meal together, we are affirming that we are family. There is a purpose for us being together, that there is something bigger than my beliefs or my thoughts or my viewpoints. Someone has said that being in unity, sharing values together, is more than believing, having a set of beliefs or values that you agree on. They said it is sharing an argument, they said. Think about that, sharing an argument. See, our families, even though we disagree, we gather, we meet, we share the meal. What about us Christians? Even though we are different in terms of our names, our denominations, the list of our beliefs, the way we even receive the communion, what is it that we are arguing today as Christians? Aren't we saying that God sent Jesus to this earth to show us a way out of this darkness where we can love God, stay in love with God, and then love each other as brothers and sisters? That is God's will for the world. That is God's purpose for us. That's the argument today that we are making. I had us do my pastoral ministry symbols, not only to remind myself on this World Communion Sunday, but to remind us that we have so many gifts that God has given us, it needs to show that we are living this argument that God's will for our world is the same for God's will for heaven, that God's purpose is for this earth, for us, for human beings, to be truly human, to be truly sons and daughters of God. And the gifts are many. The Bible, we are given this word to illumine our way. But it's not a book to fight over, but it is a book to show us the way to go, to share with those who are walking with us where we are to be going. The baptism of water, it says that all of us have an opportunity to start all over again, to be changed, to be transformed, and that opportunity is open to everyone. Then we are given the hymnal to live a life of joy, life of prayer. We're given the book of discipline to help us to be connected around the world, realizing that although I can't do everything and our church can't do everything, that with brothers and sisters around the world, the small mustard seed faith can do wonders. And it is doing wonders. Whenever there is a disaster around the world, you hear of OMCOR, our relief agency, being there, not just passing out money and materials, but sharing a love, being there in person. And then, of course, we go on down the road to all the other gifts that God has given us. The communion plate and the cup reminding us that in these fragile human body is the presence of God, and that in each one of us is the divine presence and divine life. And then ultimately, we end up with this stole. And you know the story of this stole. I've shared it many times, that this is a symbol of the yoke that is put on cows as they are plowing the fields to get the fields ready for the seeds to be sown and for the seeds to grow to fruition. The pastor wears a stole, but I wear it as a representative of you, because you are out there in the world serving God and serving others, sharing your life, sharing your love. It might not be a great thing, but Jesus says, if your faith is as small as the smallest thing you can think of, God can do miracles through you. And I believe that, because I've seen it happen in your lives and in my life. We'll be sharing the meal today together, and we'll be reminded of all our brothers and sisters around the world. Today, Jesus invites you to share God's life. Perhaps there are things in your life today that seems devastating, hopeless. You don't know where to turn to. God has come. The table is open. Perhaps you feel like life hasn't handed you all the things that you deserve, you rightly deserve. God says the table is open. God can make it happen. God accepts you just the way you are and will give you the power to make a difference in the world. The story that Jesus tells at the end of our gospel lesson is that we are called simply to be servant leaders in the world. We are called to lead. We have an argument, yet that argument is only made when we wear a stole as a servants, as those who follow Jesus, who came to serve, not to be served. Today, God wants to serve you. God wants to give you what you want. Is it peace? Is it love? Is it power? Is it honesty? Is it change? It's all here today, my brothers and sisters. It is all for us and for all the people of the world. So let us praise God today for these gifts of bread and wine poured out for us so that we may share our lives with those around us, closest to us, and even with those who are the farthest from us. Thanks be to God for this good news that has come to us. Amen.